Hello, my friends. This is Mace Haroff, and I want to welcome you to this episode of the Medical Sales Guru Podcast and the videos on the Medical Sales Channel. Whether you're watching me or listening to me, I hope that this will be of value to you. I hope you'll take it to the territory and use it to sell more so you can get your product into the hands of healthcare professionals who can use it to make a difference in their practice and in their patients. Everybody benefits. So let me ask you this question. Don't know if you're a sports fan or not. Doesn't matter. Let's say that you've been invited to a foul shot competition. What you have to do is shoot foul shots with a basketball from the foul line. And if you can get five in a row in, you will win $100,000. Sounds pretty good. Now, you might be thinking, well, I don't know. I'm not a foul shot shooter. I don't do that. I don't play basketball. Or maybe you do. Whether you do or you don't, let me ask you this question. If you had this opportunity, would you want to go out there and practice a little bit first? Would you maybe find, let's say you don't do this, you've never done this, would you at least want to get a basketball and maybe go to the local schoolyard and take some foul shots so you could at least get a feel for the distance, the arc of the ball? You'd improve your chances at winning $100,000. And if you, all right, let's say you can't do the basketball analogy. Let's try something different. Let's say that you have been offered an opportunity to audition for a role in a Steven Spielberg movie. It's a short role, but if you get selected, you will only have to show up one day, probably work about 4 hours, and you'll be paid $100,000. Let me ask you this. Would you want to take a look at the script you'd be auditioning before you went for that audition? Now, I know I'm being somewhat predictable here. You probably see where this is going. I'm not talking to basketball players or actors. I'm talking to medical sales professionals. So here's the thing. Every day, every workday, I should say, you're assumedly going out and calling on customers to sell your product. Now, if the sales call goes well, this is not true for everybody, but if the sales call goes well, is there a chance that the business you get could be worth $100,000 worth of sales volume over the year, or maybe over the lifetime of that customer? Is that a possibility? Of course it is. We're in healthcare. Things aren't inexpensive in healthcare. $100,000 over a year or a lifetime of a customer, that's a drop in the bucket. So the answer is yes. So here's my question. Are you really taking the time to prepare for that? Because with the basketball shooting contest, the foul shooting contest I described, or auditioning for that role, it's a one-shot deal. You only get one opportunity for it to work. If you miss the shots, if you don't meet expectations, if you don't audition very well, you don't get the money, you don't get the role, it's done. So assuming a critical nature, such as I just described, tell me, how is it any different in medical sales? And what a lot of people say, well, if you don't get the sale the first time, Mace, you usually get other opportunities. You could go back. Customer's not going anywhere. You can make another call and another call and another call. But here's the thing. And think about this yourself. Whenever you're looking at a new product or service, most people make a decision about it. At least they decide how they feel about it at that first viewing or opportunity or experience. Your customers do the same thing. The point I'm making is that you really only get one opportunity to make a good first impression. Now, good first impression, that's a cliche, you've heard it before, but it's very, very true. When the customer first sees your product or service, when you go in there to present it or discuss it, they are going to formulate opinions about it at that moment. And very often, those opinions or portions of their thinking at that time will remain during any future encounters that they may have with you where you're attempting to sell this product. That's why it is so critical to make a good first impression. It has to be the best one possible. Making that first sales call is, it's like auditioning for a role or participating in an athletic event. You want to practice. You want to be prepared. It's like going for a job interview. When you go for a job interview, do you think it's wise to know about the company, know about the products they sell? What does the job actually entail? Have you thought ahead of time when you're asked questions about how you would sell this product? For example, if you're looking for a sales job, that you'd have an advantage over hearing it for the first time and having to respond on the spot. You'd be doing everything you could to try and impress the hiring authority at that moment, but you would prepare like a madman ahead of time if you really want the job. Same thing applies if you really want the sale. You're going to prepare like a madman ahead of time. Here's another analogy. I want you to think of a critical military mission. If you look, for example, when they went after Osama bin Laden, don't even like saying his name. That was my body trying to fight that. Such an evil man. But when they were going after him, they practiced for months, actually probably over a year, the SEAL Team 6. They didn't leave it to chance. Everybody knew the timing. They knew the contingency plans, which they needed, as you recall, because one of the helicopters had a hard landing and it was unflyable. They had to destroy the helicopter. So all of these contingencies were planned for. In any military mission, they know what's going on. It's well determined ahead of time. For paratroopers, for example, they don't fly over enemy territory and say, okay, everybody jump out of the plane, and while we're floating down on parachutes, we're going to figure out what we're going to do once we hit the ground. That would be ludicrous, but that's exactly how so many medical reps sell every day going out into the territory. They say, I'll figure it out when I get there. I'll figure it out. So again, you only get one chance to make that first impression, and it's so easy to blow it. Now, you're wondering, what if that first impression doesn't go well? Can you turn things around? It depends. It's not always easy, but it can be done. I'm going to give you one example that I know of. And this was a company that was selling EHR, electronic health records. And at the time, this was one of the best electronic health record products out there. It was way ahead of its time. So they set up a demonstration with a big consortium of physicians. And this would have been an awesome customer base, a great way to break in this area. So what happened? Well, the first thing was they had trouble with the web connection where they were doing the demo. So there was a delay, a lot of running around. Now, you might think, well, gosh, that's not the company's fault. I mean, you know, the web connection wasn't good. They had no control over that. Well, sure they did. They might not have had control over the actual web connection, but what was the contingency plan if this didn't work out? They didn't have one. So eventually, they got a web connection, and then the server at the company went down. And it took a while for the servers to come back up, for the databases to come back up. And everything got delayed. People were already leaving the room. And long story short, the demo bombed, even though they had a product that was far superior to what was on the market. But it didn't matter. That first impression wasn't good. Now, can you come back? Well, the consortium of physicians wouldn't even consider rebooking again for almost a year. But eventually, they did. And this time, the company designed a whole different presentation where they were going to show this based on video, where the demo was pre-recorded, and the only thing that had to work really was the video and the projector, because they were projecting an image on the screen. Now, they had arranged to do a demo after that to move forward if everything worked, but at least they were able to convey the message that they wanted to up front. They learned from the mistake. And the physicians got the idea of how this worked. So what happened after that, even though it went well, by the way, but if it didn't go well, the physicians had an idea of how it worked. Now, trying to get this rebooked was very, very difficult. It took a lot of going back, and it took one doctor who really believed in the product to be able to take the company in there and say, hey, listen, this was a blip on the radar screen. These guys are good. They've got great technology. In fact, I believe they even switched to newer servers and they hired a new IT manager and they went back and said, listen, if you're considering EHR, this is going to be part of the journey. IT, technology, sometimes it fails. We're in a better position to show you how to avoid it since it happened to us. So yeah, there are ways to recover when this happens, but it's a lot of work. It's much easier and better to make a good first impression. So how do you do this? First of all, you want to prepare maximally. Everything you can find out about the customer, about the product, about the competition. If you're using technology, what if it fails? What's your fail-safe? One of the questions that back in, this is an orthopedic example, that the company I represented had a new technology where you had more bony ingrowth with this type of porous surface than on anything else on the market. It was amazing. And while as a rep, you thought this was a great benefit, the surgeons are thinking, well, what if there's a problem and I have to remove it? How do I get it out of there? And at the time when I first started selling this, there wasn't a way. There wasn't a mechanism. Later on, they came up with a mechanism, so it was easy to overcome that objection. But you have to be able to anticipate what are the objections going to be with the product or service that I'm selling ahead of time, and how am I going to address them? And also, when you go back, keep in mind, when you're trying to recover, the customer might say, you already showed me that. I'm really not interested. Own the fact that the reason that the customer is not interested may be because you didn't do a good job of presenting it. There was something they didn't see, something they missed, or there wasn't a good connection between the benefits that you offer with the product to what their real needs were. So what this is saying, figure out ahead of time the different ways you can position the product. Not one way. This is a huge mistake that so many companies make. They teach a blanketing positioning statement to their reps for the product, which is ludicrous because unless your product only does one thing and every one of your customers or potential customers wants the same one thing, it's a huge gamble. Not every situation is the same. Not every customer is the same. So you have to be able to position your products in different ways. So plan out your positioning approach. And then once you present the positioning approach, figure out how you're either going to change directions if you need to because it's not resonating, or how are you going to close the deal based on what you're hearing. And the last thing I'll say, you probably know you're going to be in a follow-up situation, so have a follow-up plan in place and make sure that you implement it at that time. By the way, these are all things that I teach in Medical Sales Academy because these are the essential skills of winning medical sales professionals. So if you have some questions about that, you want to find out about what we teach at Medical Sales Academy, please visit us at medicalsalesacademy.com and find out. But right now, I want to offer you a no-cost opportunity to get some help with your territory. And this is something you may have heard on the last couple of podcasts, but I'm doing a little bit of a survey to find out what your situation is, what your biggest challenge is in medical sales. So if you'll take a moment and describe your situation to me, I will tell you the number one thing you should do next I'll share that with you absolutely free. If you'd like to do that, please go to medicalsalestraining.com/situation. medicalsalestraining.com/situation. Describe your situation, and I will tell you what you should do next. I want to thank you for spending some time with me on this episode of the Medical Sales Guru podcast. And if you liked what you've heard and you'd like me to continue to present these videos and podcasts to you, please give us a like on YouTube or a like on iTunes. If you want to make a comment, plus or minus, we'd love to hear it. In fact, if you'd like to debate, if you'd like to challenge me on some of the ideas I presented with you, by all means do. I can't tell you how often I change my perspective and start looking at things differently when someone points out to me a different point of view. But if you do that, make sure you make a good first impression. For the Medical Sales Guru podcast, my name is Mace Haroff. Thanks for being here. Don't forget that no matter what you do in your medical sales career, nothing, I mean nothing, is more important than who? The patient. Yes, the patient always comes first. Go out there and make a difference. I'll talk to you again soon. Bye for now.